There's a couple of things we want to talk about. Should we just start with carbon compost, since that's first on the list? You have a sale or something?
Yes. Yeah, we have a mountain of carbon compost, which is the compost that we make with the garden waste only.
Yeah.
So I like to call it the vegan compost. It's got no food waste in it, no meat or anything.
Yeah, no animal products in
it. No animal products in there. And it's... We've got a nice big pile of it, around about a year old. So it's nice and mature and well composted.
So it's been sitting in a heap for a year.
Yeah.
Maturing.
It's been moving. Yeah. We move it around a bit. But and it has, if for those that don't know the carbon compost, it's almost like a topsoil. It has that sort of texture of topsoil.
Okay. So everything's broken down. There's no lumpy bits of...
Can't see much
things.
Lumpy bits, no.
Okay, because I know we've had something at our place before that's had... You lumps. Can still see the little bits of woody bits and things like that.
Yeah, that might be the garden mix or the superfood.
Yeah.
No,
so
this is
something else.
Yeah, this is fine, textured, well broken down.
Can you use that as your topsoil? Is it maybe too rich to use 100%?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
It comes up to the composting standards. So there's actually like a trading standard for compost.
Certified compost.
Yeah, well, what's the word? Yes, legal compost.
Right, so it's actually legal. You can't say it's compost unless it's certified in this country.
Well, it's not exactly a certification. It's a standard. So there's a standard set by the Commerce Commission that says it must have this amount of nutrients to be called compost.
Right.
It has to add something to your soil. So that's mainly nitrogen, phosphate, and organic matter are the three key things. You can't call it compost if it doesn't meet the standards. You're meant to call it then a soil conditioner or something like that if it doesn't.
That doesn't sound like,
not many people would know that. But
no, and it's not. You're not going to buy something called soil conditioner when you can buy compost, are you?
Yeah. So we like to be, be honest about that. So we get it tested. In Hamilton, occasionally we send our compost off to get analysed at Hill's Laboratory.
Are you picky about what you put in it? If I turn up with a whole bunch of things that I've cut down at my place, I've been having a clean out in the garden. Do you, aside from no dead animals, which we've just covered, is there anything that you don't want in there?
We don't like rubbish, of course. So plant pots and bits of plastic and plant labels, we try and pull those out before they get anywhere near the pile that's waiting to be chipped up.
Yeah.
Treated timber as well. We don't want that in there. But actually we've found that we can put most materials through that composting system. So we found that ginger roots and Tradescantia can all go through that composting system. It still heats up. So after the chipper chips it, it gets up to a nice 65 degrees for a few days.
Right, yeah.
And that kills the weed seeds. So that was our biggest worry, was we don't want to sell compost to people that has ginger in it or Wandering Willy.
Yeah.
So over the years of just, changing our systems, we've found that we can put a certain number of weeds, pest plants through that system, and we can also put a lot of the seeding stuff through our through the horizontal composting unit. So the likes of privet with seeds on.
It's all about the temperature.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So temperature's amazing.
So now some of you are salivating at the thought of this compost. When can they get some?
Yeah, so on Saturday we're going to have a drive-through sale.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're just basically going to be set up for filling up trailers all day, and the digger driver will be there, Shane.
Yeah.
Man Shane will be there on the digger. So you can prepay.
Yeah.
Or by getting in touch with Extreme and pay in advance. So you don't have to bother going up to the shop, or you can go up to the shop and pay the usual way through the till.
Yeah.
And then come on up and get your trailer filled.
Okay.
Yeah, and we would be open to, if people want large amounts, if they can organise a transport like a small truck, we would be open for that as well.
Okay.
In the past, people have used it in large amounts for landscaping sections, etc.
Yeah.
But this year we've been a bit, we haven't been able to use our big trucks for deliveries because we've been a bit short-staffed and the trucks have been busy. So that's probably the missing factor this year of getting out. We were usually promoting large deliveries around about now and we haven't been able to do that.
Okay.
So this is our way of offering it back to the community in a concerted way, you know, kind of like, here we go, here's a day. And if the
digger will be there so it can load quickly, need for shovels or any of that carry on.
So it's kind of like a dedicated, we're calling it a drive-through day.
Yes, drive-through compost.
Yeah, so
it's finally arrived.
You know, if you can't get up there yourself, maybe a friend or a neighbour could pick it up for you. That's, you know, we're just trying to think of ways of getting it out there. And as I said, I know there's a few truck. Jameson's Transport's got a truck.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes.
Sorry, yeah. So is there a discount? Is there a discount?
Yeah, it's slightly cheaper than usual. It's $15 a scoop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have how big's a scoop?
Is it like you get four scoops to a cubic meter.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, so it's
a quarter of a cube.
It's a quarter of a cube. Yeah.
Okay.
And so go ahead and book in.
Okay, and folks,
you can prepay at the shop as well. Like you can go up today,
and
pay for your load in advance and keep the receipt. That's very important.
Yes.
Yeah, you must have a receipt of some kind in order to pick up your load on Saturday.
Yeah. So this is good. I know when I first arrived here, I tried to set up a garden at a place. I didn't really know what I was doing, and there's so much clay, and a lot of it's right at the surface around Raglan. That this is the solution.
It's really good for that kind of thing, just layering up a new garden. And if you like, so what we do try and make is garden mix as well, but as soon as we make garden mix, it's selling.
Okay.
So it's a great problem to have. So if you wanted to create that kind of growing condition yourself, then you could buy this stuff bulk, put that in your raised beds or whatever you've got. And then buy some bags of the superfood compost, which is the one that comes out of the hot composting unit.
Yeah.
And you can just sprinkle that on top and sort of dig it in, and that would give you the garden mix effect.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now this does tie in quite well to what we're going to talk about next, because I'm thinking if this stuff's going out the door so much, you need more garden waste to come in, and this is – what we're going to talk about next is you're setting up a garden waste collection service at Extreme.
Yes. We're launching a curbside collection service.
Okay.
So we're going to offer a wheelie bin sized service to town residents.
Is this the big size wheelie bin?
The 250.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 250. And they'll have a big sticker on them. They're dedicated to that service, so they'll have a distinctive sticker on. They're a distinctive colour. I think they're dark green, or part of them's dark green.
Well, it's the only wheelie bin in town. So,
yeah, we don't use wheelie bins for anything else. So it's for people to put their more of your sort of garden type weeds and small clippings in.
Yeah.
Not big branches of trees.
Half the branches sticking out of the top. It was like,
that will not be picked up.
But if
you can cut it up into smaller pieces.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
logs?
Just
logs?
No, thank you.
Can't compost a log. Not quickly anyway.
No logs.
Actually, is there like a, could you give us like a maximum dimension? Because if you've cut a tree down, you've got
really
twigs. Twigs are probably okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, twigs are fine. So what we were brainstorming the service, and we were trying to figure out how we could communicate that. What's the upper limit? And we thought a good measure would be something that you could cut with secateurs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we called it clippings.
Yeah.
So on the flyer, Sarah's made some cool graphics.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's just a picture of some little twigs. And basically that's the measure of what you can put in a bin if you can cut it.
Yeah.
With the secateurs, not the loppers.
Yeah. There's a different
the hand secateurs, then it's fine to go in the bin.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's the remember yeah. that, folks. If you can cut it, and don't go around looking for someone strong to cut it, that's cheating.
Yeah, and it, you know, we the one of the reasons that we thought about bringing this in.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Is that we see a lot of our senior community bringing up small amounts, little bags of garden waste,
yeah.
but little bins of clippings and lawn clippings and maybe some of the weeds that they want to get out of their garden. They don't want them in their compost heap, like oxalis yeah. and this wandering willy.
Yeah, because
I'm scanty stuff.
You talk about your compost getting up to 65 degrees, but the average compost at home isn't going to get that hot, is it?
Yeah, most people, unless you're a really dedicated composter, you're yeah. going to struggle to achieve that in yeah. a home compost.
Yeah.
Like really thorough heating, and whereas our hot composting unit in the concrete trough, the horizontal yeah. composting unit, is really good at doing
that's
that.
That's covered, so
yeah.
That's, yeah.
So we'll put them in there. We'll put the weeds. That's where those wheelie bins will go, which is why we don't want the size too big.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So this is not for the not going to go to the carbon compost,
no.
which is in heaps.
We put the big stuff in there.
Yeah.
These wheelie bins will go straight and get mixed up with the food waste. Yeah.
Okay.
And get cooked up. So. Fine with oxalis, kokuyu grass, twitch grass. Just trying to think of all
what's
the
twitch,
nasty.
What's twitch grass?
Oh, Aaron, you do. Obviously
well,
not
do.
A gardener.
Well, no, I probably do, but it might have a different name.
When Karen makes you go out in the garden.
She's given up.
It's like
enough.
Mini kokuyu.
That's, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
yeah oh, people call it cooch.
Yeah, that's
or
what
twitch,
I know. I know it's cooch grass,
it's this
yeah.
really tough grass that seems to thrive. In the hot weather.
It's nasty stuff.
And invade your garden. It can run really quickly. When it's hot like it is at the moment, it just, you know, mile a minute. You
yeah.
look one day and it's at the edge of the garden. Next day it's invading. So
that's what weeds are like. You turn your back and then they start. They get into
yeah,
action.
Yeah, they're really. So it's a really good time to get the service going.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure people have got quite a lot of that kind of thing going on in their gardens. And so I think in the next 2 weeks it'll be rolled out. We don't have a start date.
Yeah.
Sarah said that the notice of the service would be going up on the website, the Extreme website, really soon.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be some radio ads as well.
We
so.
Can do that. I think we might be going to record them after the
I think
after
so.
This interview. Sarah's probably on her way.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
So maybe
I hope she's coming because she's in charge.
She might have some intel about
yeah.
the start date. So that's the only thing I can tell you about the price.
Yes.
But I can't tell you the date of the service, but just to know that it's coming really soon. So if you have got, you know, you want to get rid of those weeds that way, could
yeah.
be really helpful. Yeah, because it seems, you know, a lot of effort for our older people coming up. In their vehicles, you know, just to drop off these small amounts.
Yeah.
And they might get better value, I think, from a wheelie bin service.
And that's the age group that's more dedicated. They've got more time for their gardens.
Yeah,
we just
yeah.
had, I don't know if you saw this weekend, we just had the garden tour.
Mm.
I didn't go on it.
No,
yeah, yeah,
it was a bit coldy.
There were quite a few houses, properties around town with their gardens.
Yeah,
there's some peak performance.
Great gardens in
yeah.
Maitland and good gardeners, so...
There's also
yeah.
a lot of weeds that you just have to pull out.
Yeah.
Like blackberry. We can take blackberry.
Yes, blackberry.
There was another one. I'm just thinking of our first house here in Raglan was next to a gully, and there was just the stuff kept growing up out of the gully.
Yeah.
And we felt like it was Day of the Triffids, like we're under attack. These great thick blackberry tendrils coming up
we
out of the gully.
We have such a lovely climate, don't we, here?
Oh, yeah. You're too lovely.
All the weeds love it too. So, yeah, we could take tobacco weed and... In the bin, as long as it's snipped up.
Yes,
if people have hand
clippable.
Snipped it. Otherwise, if you've got big amounts of those things, then please do continue to bring them up, you know, on your trailer.
And how often, I've just seen the truck go past now, the rubbish truck, how often will the pickup be?
It will be a fortnightly service.
Okay.
And it will be on a Wednesday. So how we'll organise it is it will be the same. We're dividing town in half. So one half of town will be 1 week and the other half of town the other.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
So we'll be picking up all every week, but we won't be able to do the whole of town. We thought it was a bit ambitious.
Okay.
It could be a very long day sometimes.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know. Yeah. Well, for me, I'd be like, I wonder how many people will do that. Because obviously it'll cost, whereas if you take it up, your green waste up to extreme yourself, there's no charge to...
There is a charge.
There is a charge to drop them. Okay, okay.
Yeah, so...
You see how long last time
for the small amount, you know, for the smaller amounts, it could be really helpful.
Yeah.
But, you know, your bin will get picked up fortnightly.
Yeah.
Regardless. So I suppose if you don't put it out, it won't get picked up. Yeah, that's the other thing. But you can have it will be a regular service, so you can...
Yeah.
We thought 2 weeks was a good length of time.
Yeah.
For gardening.
Yeah, it's not like your food waste, which is getting a bit putrid.
Yeah, yeah. Please don't leave your food waste for 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Take pity on the guys or the trucks.
Yeah, and so how you sign up to the service is you've got two options.
Yes.
6 months or 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we thought that might work for people that want that support through the summer maybe only.
Yeah.
They're not here for part of the year.
Can it be 6 months from the date that you sign up? So if I do it on the 3rd of August, goes through to the 3rd of February, I think.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But how do people sign up? Can they ring you? Can they email? Is there a sign-up form online?
There will be. Okay. So that's what we're waiting for, I think, is coming soon.
Yeah.
Is the online sign-up. Or you can, if you don't want to be bothered on the internet, you can just go up to Kahu's Nest and grab a paper form and fill it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sort of running out of time. Oh, who cares? Well, I want to ask the question anyway. Because you're talking about like what are the bags of composty things that come out at the moment that you say are selling really as soon as you make them?
Garden mix.
So that's the garden mix. So this is going to bulk up.
It'll go into the superfood. No, it'll go into the
superfood.
Yeah. And so how we make the garden mix is we mix the carbon compost with the superfood.
Okay.
And it seems to make a really balanced... Well, we test that as well at the laboratory, as well as we do our own like little grow tests to check our product.
But there'll be more stuff. There'll be more stuff going into the hot compost unit, the horizontal thing.
So,
and that's the source of the superfood.
Yeah. So, like you say, it's hard to know how much will be picked up on this service. It'll be interesting to see.
I guess there'll be more. There's certain times of the year where people are sorting the garden out, like late winter.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff happening then, and also just the. Right at the moment, there's just so much growth everywhere.
Yeah.
I think people are going to get to the at some point in summer, they're going to be like, I've got to stop that vine taking over the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chop it up into little pieces and put it in the bin.
Especially the morning glory. That could take over your house.
Oh, morning. Yeah. Have you had that experience?
Not over the house, no, but I remember that, it's the same place with the gully, and the morning glory in there was rife. And I used to drive around the region and I'd see it everywhere. I think it was like really. On my mind, a slightly traumatic experience with the morning glory. Couldn't get rid of it.
Jasmine's an invader.
Yeah.
That was one that, like, you know, can creep through weatherboard cracks and it's very invasive.
It's like Dave the Triffids, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good time of year. And so I imagine we get lots of that sort of green weeds and you can put lawn clippings in as well.
Yeah. Does it help with the balance of going through the hot compost unit to have
That's my role is to get the mix right, or one of my roles.
Yeah.
So it'll make my job perhaps a little more challenging because at the moment I have a consistent – my recipe at the moment is fairly standard every week. So
– Yeah.
But when these bins come in, it'll change things a little bit. So we'll have – you know, I'll have to have a look at the bin pile and if it's – if and adjust the recipe accordingly.
Okay.
So it's not
I'm thinking about stuff that we shouldn't be putting in the compost. Like you know, you get all these compostable products now.
Yes.
You don't like plates and things.
Yes.
You don't really want those in.
No, we don't want compostable packaging. We've really avoided it, and we don't. Still don't want it.
still don't want it, even though there's more green.
No, we don't want it in the food waste collection or in the green waste collection.
Yeah.
So, even and we probably never
cardboard,
will.
No
cardboard. No these soil.
These are things that
soil, really, not lots of soil. Okay, a little bit of soil clinging to roots of plants is all right, but
yeah,
I guess basically, you know, not a huge amount, so it'd make the bin really heavy as well. So these are
things that do break down, like cardboard and things like that. Mm. But it doesn't work for the hot compost unit.
No, it's a bit treacherous. You know, cardboard tends to have plastic tape on it, so
okay,
you know,
yeah,
that's one people that use other companies that use cardboard for composting end up with. Lots of plastic contamination from the tape.
Okay.
And
yeah.
The compostable packaging is fraught with complications at the moment. The PLA, the stuff that looks like the bioplastic stuff, you know, that it will only break down if you can get up to 65. But some of it is... The labelling on the products is very poor, so some of them have actually got plastic in them, and people can't tell the difference because the labelling is really... And who's going to be looking at every cup and thing before they put it in? You know, not most people won't be scrutinising.
I do that thing. You've got to tear it. You tear the cup and see if you can see the plastic layer
the
on it, and if it's real stretchy plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to kind of like... I need to get some magnifying glasses to like look at them.
But see, some of those liners are the compostable type and others aren't. But they all would look like plastic to you.
Yeah.
So there's some rubbish bags out there at the moment that are, I think they're called, they say biodegradable. I won't say which company
but
it is.
But they might be biodegrading into something that's no use for a compost.
Yeah, so part of they are made with plants, but they're also made with plastic. So they've mixed plant and plastic together.
Yeah.
To make some kind
of not
very useful product for me anyway.
It's a waste of plant matter, really.
It is a waste of plant matter.
It's not a regulated
space. No, and that's
space.
That's the issue is it's not regulated, and there's been lots of feedback from ourselves and other composting companies, the bigger ones, you know, around town, across the country, Living Earth, etc., around this packaging because it actually doesn't add much value at all to your compost process. It's basically just composters taking compostable packaging is just waste disposal.
Yeah.
It really doesn't add. Maybe it adds carbon, but not a fibrous carbon.
Yeah.
It's so I won't get into that more. And the other thing that we've discovered, unfortunately, in the last 2 years is that some of the food packaging, the cardboard, very green, eco-looking stuff, contains a chemical called PFAS, which is it's a grease resistant, water resistant material.
Yeah, I could see they're wanting to put something
chemical,
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, and they've snuck it into our food service.
So you might be
utensils.
Are utensils, or I'm thinking of cardboard containers?
The ones that look really nice and green. Unfortunately,
because they're brown, rough looking cardboard.
And they do compost down beautifully, and they have some fibre in them, but they've also got this chemical. A lot of them have this chemical in them, which is not going to probably harm you so much when you eat from it because the food's not in the container for long. But if you put it into compost, you're putting it into the food chain effectively.
Yeah.
And it's it's one of those chemicals that they call the forever chemicals, so they don't break down.
But we can put it into a cardboard recycling?
I don't think they even want the food containers in the cardboard recycling.
So they need some regulations.
Yeah, so there's a lot of, in the background, there's a lot of work going on around this packaging.
Oh, there's always a company out there with a bright idea that thinks, oh, we'll be able to make money from this.
And they were ready and waiting. You know, they rode on the wave of anti-plastic.
Yeah.
There's always someone on the lookout. They brought all the packaging in, but it only became revealed about the some of the components, down the track. So it wasn't, they weren't going to put that on the ingredients label, were they? Hopefully they're going to somehow phase it out of that packaging. So, you know, because it's very embarrassing for some of the companies that have given their product, you know, really green image, to then be told it has
this forever chemical in it.
Yeah, but we don't put it in our compost.
No, so needless to say.
Let that be known that there is
none
in our going into our compost. So yeah, we wouldn't really want any compostable packaging going into the
just because it says compostable packaging. Yeah, okay, that's the rule, folks. I'm
glad that we kept away from that one.
Yeah. Mm. So we're talking to Liz and from Extreme, and the main topic that we want to remind people about now is this new curbside garden waste pickup.
Yep.
Starting soon, if people want to sign up or know more, the sign-up form is going to be ready shortly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the form, we'll be launching it this week.
Okay.
So the form will be on our website.
Yeah.
And at the Kahu's Nest reuse shop.
Okay, and that's for the big wheelie bins. It'll be fortnightly. And don't put logs in. Even though they eventually break down, it's not kosher, folks.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah, we just want to make that clear. No, look, it's got to be clipped. Actually, I like that, the clippable rule. If you can clip it with hand secateurs, then you're away. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit of genius there.
Yeah, that's a nice simple way to remember.
And also our drive-through, fill your trailer with carbon compost on Saturday, the 26th.
Starting from... Is it 10:30 the gates open?
No, 10 sharp.
10 sharp. Okay,
we'll be ready, sharp. 10 sharp through to 5.
And they'll have the digger there so you can bring the trailer up, get it filled in one load.
Yeah.
Or if you've got a ute or a truck.
And there'll be traffic management.
Okay. You can pay there, you can pay in advance.
I'm going to be there making sure that we don't get all tangled up, the trailer's taken.
Yeah.
If we end up with lots of people that, people aren't getting their trailers.
Yeah,
tangled.
So if everyone could pace themselves as well and not all turn up at once, that would be great.
Well, yeah, that we thought about booking people in for times, and then we thought, no, it's too hard.
Yeah. All right, Liz, thank you for coming in this morning. Nice to chat to you.
Thanks, Aaron.
And we'll see you again in the future.
Yep. Bye.
All right, folks, end of the show for the day. And gone a little bit over time, but that's all cool. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.